Male genital problems and injuries can occur fairly easily since the scrotum and penis are not protected by bones. Genital problems and injuries most commonly occur during sports or recreational activities, such as mountain biking, soccer, or baseball. Problems can also be a result of work-related tasks, such as exposure to irritating chemicals, or they can be the result of a fall. A genital injury often causes severe pain that usually goes away quickly without causing permanent damage. Home treatment is usually all that is needed for minor problems or injuries. Pain, swelling, bruising, or rashes that are present with other symptoms may be a cause for concern. There are many male genital conditions. One is testicular cancer. Testicular cancer is the most common cancer in men 15 to 35 years old. Testicular cancer is more common in white men than in black men. Many growths in the scrotum or testicles are benign, which means they are not cancer. But a painless lump in a testicle may be a sign of cancer. Having an erection problem is another male genital condition. An erection problem may occur when blood vessels that supply the penis are injured. A man may not be able to have an erection. This is called erectile dysfunction. Or the erection may not go away naturally. This is called priapism, and it is a medical emergency. Another condition is torsion of a testicle. This occurs when a testicle twists on the spermatic cord and cuts off the blood supply to the testicle. This is a medical emergency. Scrotal problems are another type of testicular condition. These problems may include a painless buildup of fluid around one or both testicles called a hydrocele, or an enlarged vein known as a varicose vein in the scrotum. This is called a varicocele. Usually these are minor problems, but they may need to be evaluated by your health professional. Some men have problems with the foreskin of an uncircumcised penis. If it is difficult to pull the foreskin back from the head of the penis or prevent a tightened, retracted foreskin from returning to its normal position over the head of the penis, you may need to call your doctor. Hypospadias is another male genital condition. This is a common birth defect where the urethra does not extend to the tip of the penis. Undescended testicles, also called cryptorchidism, are another male genital problem. This occurs when one or both testicles have not moved down into the scrotum. An inguinal hernia is a condition in which a small portion of the bowel bulges out through the inguinal canal into the groin. A kidney stone is another common condition. A stone forms from minerals in urine that crystallize and harden. Kidney stones are usually painless while they remain in the kidney, but they can cause severe pain as they break loose and travel through narrow tubes to exit the body. A sebaceous cyst is another common minor problem. A cyst that is filled with a cheese-like, greasy material may develop beneath the outer layer of the skin in the scrotum. Infections are also common in the genital area. Infections can occur in any area of the genitals, including a testicle. This is called orchitis. The epididymis, this is called epididymitis. The urethra, this is called urethritis. The prostate, this is called prostatitis. The bladder, this is called cystitis. Or the foreskin, this is called balanitis. Rashes are also very common in the male genital area. Rashes in the groin area have many causes, such as ringworm or yeast. Most rashes can be treated at home. A rash may be the first symptom of a sexually transmitted disease, also known as an STD. If you may have been exposed to an STD, do not have sexual contact or activity until you've been evaluated by your health professional. This will reduce the risk of spreading a possible infection to your sex partner. Your sex partner may also need to be evaluated and treated. How can you treat genital problems at home? Home treatment measures can help relieve pain, swelling, and bruising, and promote healing after a genital injury. These home treatment measures also may be helpful for non-injury problems. But if you suspect that you may have a more severe injury, use first aid measures while you arrange for an evaluation by your health professional. Home treatment for a minor injury can include rest, ice, support, and medicine. Here are some things you can do at home. Rest and protect an injured or sore area. Stop, change, or take a break from any activity that may be causing your pain or soreness. Cold will reduce pain and swelling. Apply an ice or cold pack immediately to reduce swelling. Apply the ice or cold pack for 10 to 20 minutes, 3 or more times a day. A bag of frozen peas or corn may work as a cold pack. Protect your skin from frostbite by placing a cloth between the ice and the skin. After 48 to 72 hours, if swelling is gone, apply warmth to the area. While recovering from a genital injury, wear jockey shorts, not boxers, to help support the injured area. You can use a jock strap if it helps relieve your pain. If needed, try a medicine you can buy without a prescription, such as acetaminophen, ibuprofen, naproxen, or aspirin. Be sure to read and follow all directions on the medicine bottle and box